that something fundamental in our culture has changed. The carapace has cracked, and something living, hot and heavy, is welling through. A quarter of a century on, Paula is now Dame Paula Hego. She is represented in all the major art galleries of the world. I am honoured to be her friend.
That was Germaine Greer talking about Sitting for Paula Hego. Next Tuesday evening, at the same time, the dancer Akram Khan describes his collaboration with artist Darvish Farr in a 9-panel portrait that captures the performer in action. The series, Here's Looking at Me, is produced by Susan Marling and is a Just Radio production, first broadcast in May last year.
At the BBC Proms, the charismatic Italian soprano Anna Caterina Antonacci performs Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder, a song cycle full of musical references to what would become his opera Tristan and Isolde. It's part of our year of music for Wagner's bicentenary, Wagner 200. Join me, Martin Handley, at the BBC Proms on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3 and now World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Thank you. Brazil's Robertinho Barreto brings the sound of Bahia's little guitar into a psychedelic new world. A wee electric version of the Guitarinho is at the heart of his Baina system. The original was always at the heart of Recife's coro sounds in Carnaval, so appropriate that we start out tonight with O Carnaval Que Me Que Faz from a compilation celebrating the music of Bahia. Welcome to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. Thanks to Max Reinhardt for taking the con last week. Much appreciated. And it was great to hear the young'uns in fine form live on the show as well. Tonight's session is another English blend, but with a very different flavour. We'll hear later what kind of twist Cocos lovers are putting on their music. But first, we're going to head for Madagascar and a glorious voice, which, a bit like Cocos, is part of a whole family sound. Lala and Java and her brothers and sisters grew up in the southwest part of Madagascar, where the main musical tradition there is the trance music of Antsa. Her big local inspiration was a famous traditional singer from the area, Mama Sana. But Lala was equally entranced with other vocal divas such as Miriam Makeba, Aretha Franklin and Tina Turner. The family moved to Europe in the 80s and continued the family music there. But it's taken until this year with Riverboat Records for her to produce a solo album. And that's some 17 years after a solo single released when Lala first moved to Belgium. She's joined, amongst others, on this track on Malagasy Blues Song by members of her family once again, and elsewhere on the album by their well-known compatriot Regi Gisavo, whose accordion playing has graced the music of Cesaria Evora and Manu Dibango. And in keeping with her solidarity with home, she's donating some of the proceeds from this new album out at the end of next month to Graine de Vie, which is helping with the efforts to reforest Madagascar. Here she is with the mesmeric grooves of Voatse.
Yeah. De mí, tu voz bañada en llanto. Es horrible vivir así, sepultado en la oscuridad de mis ojos sin luz, que no te han de ver jamás. Más allá donde el viento tal vez un amor escondió, podido sus penas contar mi corazón. Más allá de la muerte y de Dios, óyeme, más allá. Puede ser que me aleje de ti la eternidad. La soledad mis tristezas acarició, y queriendo olvidar busqué en el alcohol calmar mis inquietudes. Pero el alma se doblegó recordándote más y más, y hoy me mata saber que no te veré jamás. Más allá donde el viento tal vez un amor escondió, ha podido sus penas contar mi corazón. Más allá de la muerte y de Dios, óyeme, más allá. Puede ser que me aleje de ti la eternidad.
Two fantastic voices there. First, Lala in Java from Madagascar, and then a suave and open-hearted tango from a duo album, Guitar Tango Masala. Martin Alvarado, arguably the number one singer of tango in Argentina today, is the completely beguiling tenor there, accompanied by Horacio Avellano. And if the recordings have an immediacy to them, it's because many of them went down in single takes, no messing. Masala is actually a Riverboat re-release of a 2010 album with some additional new tracks, but all the better that more folk should be able to encounter this beautiful voice. Nothing So Elegant next, but then Junkerdash ain't about that, although it certainly distills the same amount of passion. Travis and Ali Ward's unique inhabitation of trad mountainy music, an incandescent car crash of blues, medicine music sensibilities, country and rock and roll, manifests itself as hill folk noir. We'll be hearing from Travis's brand new solo album later on tonight, but first the band themselves from their album What That Hat For. This is Butcher.
Ya Mulano, Ya Ghafuru Jadu Alino, Mulano, Ya
The trancy grooves continuing tonight with Simo Lagnawi, the foremost Gnawa musician in the UK just now. It's said that Simo has the gift to be able to invoke trance and cleanse the spirits of others with his sacred Gnawa music, the result of the 23 years he spent in Morocco learning from Gnawa masters. You might have heard him singing and playing the three-stringed camelskin lute, the Gwembri, for Late Junction with his band Electric Jalaba at the Latitude Festival a few weeks ago. But that came from his solo album released on Griselda Sanderson's fine micro label Walk Records, and appropriately enough, it's called Gnawa London. This is Marianne Kennedy and World on Three with Cocos Lovers in session tonight, after this selection from the latest vintage compilation from the ever-tasty Analogue Africa. Another snapshot of the world of funk, soul and Afrobeat in Ghana in the 70s and 80s. And as ever, lush illustration and commentary from Banning Air, all helping to bring that whole world to life. Thank you. Well, I bet harmonica wasn't what you were expecting from that rare track, Waza Afriko and Gbe Kpa Kpa Hife Sika, from a new compilation on Analog Africa. It's called Afrobeat Airways 2, Return Flight to Ghana, 1974-83. And remember, you can find all the details on tonight's music on the Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to the programme. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And last week, the Broadcasting House Studios played host to a really enterprising young band, a close-knit collective of family and friends from Deal in Kent, who've been causing quite a stir with their multi-layered and multi-influenced sound. We'll hear a bit in a while from Cocos Lovers themselves as they explain something of how they go about creating their music. But let's hear their first song from the session. This is Dea Matrona. Cocos Lovers and Dea Matrona in session for World on 3. The band's music is a very holistic affair, right down to the festival that they run in Kent, which helps fund their label, Smugglers Records. And also, that festival is where they wrote most of the songs from this new album, Gold or Dust. The sonic end result is a wonderful mix of influences from around the world, from the Far East to the Deep South. And as Will Greenham and Nicola Vella explained, that rich variety is really quite natural when you think of the various musical backgrounds that they bring to the band.
We've always been into, ever since we've been making music, all of us, I think, have been really into harmony.
And definitely, yeah.
We've explored all sorts of harmonies, you know, very much world influenced by our harmonies. But the girls are both classically trained, so they're very good at arranging them.
And Phil as well.
Yeah, Phil, yeah.
I think we've all got such sort of diverse musical backgrounds, really, with lots of crossovers, obviously, as well. But I think that really sort of adds to the real sort of melange of sounds, you know. And there's so many of us as well. You can't really escape having lots of different.
But yeah, and it's just such a we don't have any boundaries to the music we're influenced by, because we kind of think, well, you know, why should we? We live in this world now where you can access all sorts of music, but we don't do it in a way where it's just the music we love and we listen to, and then somewhere along the line there'll be something that comes in that sounds like it's come from a different continent, but it's just come.
It's definitely very intuitive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Intuitive music making. In terms of writing the songs, it's definitely a collective effort. Usually what happens is one band member will have an idea. You know, maybe it could be Will often has lyrics and maybe a melody, but then we come together and whatever sort of comes out naturally, we play a lot of, you know, mess around with stuff and kind of everyone, it's a bit of a free-for-all, you know, everyone sort of has their opportunity to suggest things and try things.
Yeah, I mean, a song like Under the Hawthorn Tree was purely Phil's music. He had this bit of music on his mandolin and we just jammed around, found a melody, and then because we were at the festival land, the land where we wrote the record, the lyrics were all based around a story of the guy who lives there. His wife died when she was young, and he basically gave us this land to work on and to put a festival on and do all these things. And she's buried there, so it was kind of a homage to her, that song. So that's kind of probably our most organically made song on the record for that reason.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, that song particularly was really sort of a very collective input in terms of structure and lyrics as well. Essentially, it's about lost love and finding yourself again after that.
Oh,
one of the collective fruits of the musical imagination of Cocos lovers, Under the Hawthorn Tree, a tribute to some of those who helped them make their approach a reality. You heard Will Greenham and Nicola Vella talking there, and there's more from the band later on tonight on World on Three. Next week's session with Lopa Kattari, and I am very jealous as a big fan of his album, is Vermont singer and folk iconoclast Sam Amidon. The music has these untampered with songs at its heart, but the tangents that Amidon then takes off on is what really sets him apart, while still very much being part of the folk continuum. There's a wonderful review of the album Bright Sunny South that quotes Cecil Sharp's Holy Trinity approach to folk music: continuity, variation, selection. And I would entirely agree that the likes of Sam Amidon, and for that matter his namesake Sam Lee, are entirely rightful descendants of that tradition. And since I've been in Deir Chalmhille, or Londonderry, all week for the Irish National Festival, the FLA, and its first appearance ever in the north of Ireland, what better selection to make from that album then than this particular variation of the Hanging Ballad, The Streets of Derry.
After the morning, there comes an evening, and after the evening, another day, and after a false love, there comes a true love. I'd have you listen now to what I say. My love, he is as fine a young man, as fair as any the sun shone on. But how to help him I do not know it, for now he's got a sentence to be hung. As he was marching the streets of Derry, I'm sure he marched upright manfully, being much more like a commanding officer than a man to die upon the gallows tree. What keeps my love, she so long in coming, or what detains her so far from me? Or does she think it a shame or a scandal to see me die upon the gallows? Looked around and he saw her coming as she rode swifter than the wind. I'll have them know that they dare not hang you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of.
Krasem, an exploration of fiddle singing from Finnish musician Hani Autere, who, after an initial stint in art school, spent time at the famous folk music department of Finland's National Conservatoire, the Sibelius Academy. And while she's no musical hermit, she did develop there a fascination for the musical possibilities in purely solo performance, as you heard there. Before that was Sam Amidon from his album Bright Sunny South, spaciously produced as ever by Jerry Boys, and a male version of a classic ballad which also materialises elsewhere with the woman at the centre of the story, as in versions of The Prickly-Eyed Bush. So what better to move on to than another prickled bush, the Spina Spinella of the wonderful female vocal ensemble Faraula, singing the songs of their native Puglia right down in the heel of Italy.
Campana benedetta, pendura maledetta, quando pilete nuvove t'andana da cispert. Campana, campana, sant, campana, campana benedetta, pendura maledetta, quando pilete nuvove t'andana da cispert. Campana, campana, sant, campana, campana benedetta, pendura maledetta, quando pilete nuvove t'andana da cispert. Campana, campana,
Gesù bambino, bellino, bellino, tena la capa, riccioli. Natena lecchina d'amore, Gesù bambino, chinina da fiore.
San, campana, campana benedetta, pendura maledetta, quando pilete nuvove t'andana da cispert. Campana, campana, san, campana, campana benedetta, pendura maledetta, quando pilete nuvove t'andana da cispert. Campana, campana,
Gesù bambino, sceve camananna, se scaffona, spino, vetra, la Madonna, su mette zine.
Leva, leva, spine, 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 la Madonna Catenella, già ma spine, 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 la Madonna Catenella, già ma danza, vale, spine, campana, campana, Ite fazze la croce, ite ingande, tu non basta andavande.
Gesù andava per terra, andava a trovare l'alloggiamento, trasi dentro una casa. Gesteva la padrona che l'attava un bambino. Diceva marito, alloggiamola quest'uomo. Ma chi era a me? A dove lo dobbiamo fare stare? Dighi un mazzo di sarmè, perché c'è il pip du barbò. Gesù teneva la barba. Quando è brutto che dà barba, dice la mogliere. Il pelo della mia barbetta pozzaci nella tua minnella. Freddo e freve ti deve venire, e ad così il tuo figliolo non lo possa allattare. Dice Gesù una darata. Ma poi Gesù si dispiace che il bambino non potevi essere allattato, caulati er guasto. E a che si dice? Il pelo della mia barbetta se ne pozza sci dalla tua minnella, se ne pozza sci il freddo e la freva, ad a così il tuo figliolo tu possa allattare.
Come guarista che da chiacato sa.
Spina, dura maledette, gli te faccio la croce, gli te ingande, tu non passa n'avande.
Wally brood a peg on board and rabbit all and county breezy blow the lads that lee long neck ye word na find and kiss and dee.
We are the foo and eh that foo, we're just a trappy in the ree. The cock may crow, the day may daw, but I will taste the barley brie.
Here are we four merry women, merry women, here are we. Money's enough with merry women, boy may we hope thee be.
We are the foo and eh that foo, we're just a trappy in the ree. The cock may crow, the day may daw, but I will taste the barley brie.
It is the moon I can hop on, it's blinking in the lipsy. She went a righty while as him, but by my sis she'll wait a wee.
We are the foo, and eh that foo, we're just a drappy in the ree. The cock may crow, the day may daw, but I will taste the barley brie.
Dee dum ba doo dai dum bai dee dai dum bai dee dum dai dum dee. Swing your maw and swing your paw,
honey, oh honey.
Swing your maw and swing your paw,
honey, baby.
Swing your maw and swing your paw, swing them roon and roon the hoe,
honey, oh baby mine.
And what did you see in the picture, hoose?
Honey, oh honey.
What did you see in the picture, hoose?
Honey, baby,
what did you see in the picture, goose?
Mickey kiss and Minnie Moose. Honey, oh baby mine.
And what did you see in the bottle arms?
Honey, oh honey.
What did you see in the bottle arms?
Honey, baby,
what did you see in the bottle arms?
Alexander's ragtime band. Honey, oh baby mine.
And what did you see on the Isle of Man?
Honey, oh honey.
What did you see on the Isle of Man?
Honey, baby,
what did you see on the Isle of Man?
My next door neighbor and a fancy man. Honey, oh baby mine.
Swing your maw and swing your paw,
honey, oh honey.
Swing your maw and swing your paw,
honey, baby.
Swing your maw and swing your paw, swing them roon and roon the hoe,
honey, oh baby mine.
I'm going to the barn dance tonight.
I'm sure that last song was never heard in Glasgow like that. First up there was Faraola and Spina Spinella from their new album Ogni Male Fore, and followed by another formidable female vocal ensemble, Jigjo. They take their inspiration from myriad dance traditions, but particularly their own, as you heard with Janet Russell there taking the lead in the Gay Gordon set, which incidentally is always the first dance of the night at any ceilidh worth its salt. The other distinctive element of the sound, as you heard there, was the Appalachian stepping of Rosie Davis and Kerry Fletcher. The proof of the pudding, I suppose, for that album, marrying song and dance. It's called Diddle I Do. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three, with Kentish world music imagineers Cocos Lovers still to come in session. That's just in a short while. But first, I wanted to play something from a quite stunning new album from former Crooked Still singer Aoife O'Donovan. She's gone somewhat stellar in her associations, Yo-Yo Ma to Cathy Mattea, and with Alison Krauss recording one of her songs on her 2011 album, Paper Airplane. Fossils is Aoife's own debut solo album, and lordy, but it's a fine one. This crossover from alt-folk to mainstream is seamless, as you can hear in this beauty. And if the whole album brings out something of Richard Thompson-esque reverberations, amongst others, what better to pick than Beekeeper?
Thank you. You said you were a beekeeper, but I heard no bees. I asked you, where do you get your honey? You said, darling, I'm a beekeeper, I'm up to my knees. Oh, I'm a lonely sailor on a sinking boat. Sometimes I think I'm a mermaid, but I never float. You asked me why I didn't send you a note. I threw my pen and ink overboard with what I wrote. Oh, oh, just like the dough on a mirror, sour, a bit of black. I wanna know all of the ribs in the cage. To you, that you bother me. There's in you and I'm a goddamn. I know it won't always be black and white, 'cause there are demons and things that go wrong in the night. So swallow your bitter pain. You said you were a thrill seeker. Well, what's your thrill? It's the way you walk, it's the way you stand still, and the way that you looked at me always will. Hey, today's the day. Are you ready to fall? Are you ready to jump from a plane with a stranger on your back? High in the sky, you look back. Where am I? I'm the man in disguise. Tongue tied, you're starting. And the sky's turning black, and I'm stuck in you like a thumbtack. Between my legs and I hold your alarm. I won't hurt you, just wanna join you. Wanna be there, I wanna be there. I won't let you go. I'll be keeping a thrill secret. Hit the ground and run.
Cloud. grab your gun and run. Now Rowdy must figure you got nothing left to lose. Heartache the size of Alaska, guy shakes from all the booze. Black Hill didn't want me, plains too damn cold. Mom and Pa done passed away, they grew a little too old. Then he started thinking about days with Mary Sue, running through the field, Lordy, in the morning dew. Then he heard a melody, made a hair on his neck stand straight. Fired his gun, oh Lord, must have been too late. Now out and gladly dying, and a stranger whispered friend, rode out from rugged west, wished that it was my end. My time's yet to come, who knows if it ever will. Walk these trails in sadness, Lord, I wanna know I have my fill. So die now, young Rowdy McLeod, his freedom that I give to you. Go to the stars above and be with Mary Sue. So die now, young Rowdy McLeod, freedom that I give to you. Go to the stars above and be with Mary Sue.
a Highlands and Islands quartet with a sound all their own, a distillation, I think, of Gaelic and Nordic influences to be heard there in Rant. The Shetland sisters, Jenna of Blazing Fiddles and Bethany Reid, and Highlanders Sarah Jane Summers and Lauren McCall. The whole album was recorded in the beautiful surroundings of Cromarty East Church, a 700-year-old building in a unique and very lovely part of Ross-shire. The tunes there were a Liz Carroll composition, Fremont Centre, and then one of Jenna's own, One for Us. The second instalment of Cocos Lovers' session for World on 3 follows this track from Neda, a band from Greece whose original compositions very definitely look east for their inspiration. They're named after a river in the Peloponnese. It's the only river there to be named after a female, specifically the nymph who looked after Zeus after he was taken away to prevent him being killed by his father. But the river name is a symbol too for the band of constant change, renewal, adaptability, the very way that they see their own music relating to tradition.
Thank you.
Ethiopia Haggari, Ethiopia is My Country, by Mesele Asmamo and Tigo Beleti on Electric Crars, the Ethiopian bow-shaped lyre. It comes from a back catalogue compilation from the Ethiopique series, Urban Asmaris of the 90s. The virtuoso duo belongs to the Wollo region of Ethiopia, one of the most culturally diverse and musically rich regions of the country. And the crar was originally considered in pious legend to be the devil's music, so who knows how an electric version of the instrument would have been regarded. Before that was Neda and Ferhafeza Sassemai from the band's debut, also called Neda, here on World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. More now from Kent's Kokos Lovers, a musically very diverse band with a strong collective approach to everything they do, from writing to organising to performing. And they carried on in the Broadcasting House studios with this song, Walk Among the Ghosts. Kokos Lovers playing live in session for World on Three. As they describe themselves, a band of husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, star-crossed lovers and old, old friends. We heard Will and Nicola from the band talking earlier about how the whole band collaborates to produce their uniquely influenced blend of music with its varied and interesting textures. All helped, of course, by the fact that they're all multi-instrumentalists. Not all the instruments conventional, as you'll hear. And as they also said, the whole band is very flexible.
Generally it's eight people, but if there's one person missing, we
very,
can cope.
Very adaptable, yeah.
We can play a late night festival set and get everybody dancing, but we could also do a stripped back, nice theatre set of music. And with the instruments we've got there, but, you know, all instruments like the saw and the mandolin, you know, they sound... pumped with a massive sound system, it's great, but all, equally it's just as nice or if acoustic. Not better through, you know, naturally through an acoustic sound, yeah.
Natasha particularly is she's probably the most multi-instrumental of us, and I think she really sort of enjoys having that diversity. And for her, the saw has been a really sort of exciting challenge recently, you know.
On this record.
Yeah, it's just on, yeah.
And but it suits this record more than the others because it's such a kind of a bittersweet sound, I think. You know, yeah. Like in Emily, it's...
It's melancholy, it's, yeah. Isn't it? The kind of the floatiness of it, I suppose. It just adds a real sort of mystery, I think, and a kind of gentleness.
Thank you.
Natasha Greenham demonstrating her skill on the musical saw in that beautiful song for hers and Will's daughter, Emily. Thanks so much to Cocos Lovers for coming into the Broadcasting House studios last week for that session. Their new album is called Gold or Dust, and it's on their own Smugglers Records label. And we'll maybe pick up on some of the West African flavours rippling through some of their music with this Tuareg sequence, starting out in Niger with Omara Mokhtar, or Bombino as he's known, and Niamey Jam, the title track from his most recent album. And then the other young guns of the Tuareg scene, Tamikrest and Asikal.
Thank you. tarhanin tyyniryhi tyyhin marhan murta tiinukshan vadata tiinama. Tai joltas tärli tärsi nyt jää nuusun ja otetaan talonen kitä.
Yeah.
an album conceived in the Malian capital of Bamako during the height of the troubles in the north of the country, hence the album's name, Troubles. It's a return to the Tuareg music that's provided Australian-American rockers dirt music with so much inspiration after first visiting the famous festival in the desert where they met Tamikrist. You heard them just before, taking the traditional Tuareg sounds off in new and unexpected directions in their new release. Dirt Music's album is a follow-on from a full-on collaboration with Tanariwen in their last recording, but this time they apparently followed a more fluid approach with members of several bands all coming together to record in Salif Keita's famous Mufu Club, their studio, for the duration. A little Jamaican flavour now from Italian dub electronica master Gaudi's new album, In Between Times. It features several collaborators, including on this track, I Start to Pray, fellow electronica pioneers, The Orb, and reggae royalty, Lee Scratch Perry, recent star, of course, of last month's WOMAD, and Dennis Bovell on bass.
Oh Lord, I start to pray. Sometimes I am a god, sometimes I am a lord. In my own words, I say, clear and pure, I can listen.
Johnny never hear what him mama say. Jump a market truck on a West Kingston. Got in the ghetto in the bad company. Now them give them gun to shoot his brother down. Let him go, let him go. Put them in the ghetto, got to let them go. Let them go, let them go. Someone to get a guy to let them go. Johnny never knew what life would bring. Drinking all his life from a constant spring. The water stopped running, the river run dry. With guns on his head, Johnny started to cry. Let him go, let him go. It's them to get a guy to let them go. Let them go, oh, now, Sergeant Brown. It's them in the ghetto, God, who let them go. Chuck on a West Kingston. Running the ghetto in a bad company. Now them give them gun to shoot his brother down. Let him go, let him go. It's them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Let them go, oh, Sergeant Brown. The youth is void of understanding. Between it over and give him a second try. Let him go, let him go. Put them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Let them go, let them go. Put them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Oh,
I love the intimacy of that track. It's really quite unexpected. Electric Dread gone acoustic. Winston McAnuff with French accordionist Fixie, François Xavier Brossard from their recent EP. A good excuse to revisit Let Them Go, following as it did Gaudi, featuring Lee Scratch Perry and The Orb. Remember, you can still watch and listen to Radio 3 highlights from the WOMAD Festival last month, including that gloriously bonkers conversation I had with Lee and fellow reggae god Max Romeo. As I said earlier, Lopa Katari is back next week with Sam Amidon in session. But I'll go out with another WOMAD connection after just one more from that gorgeous Aoife O'Donovan debut solo album Fossils. Now, we had a last-minute addition to the BBC Radio 3 stage with these guys that you'll hear at the very end. They took to the stage just as the other main stages were finishing. So they really were Pied Pipers for the whole festival on the final Sunday, as the Arboretum just filled to bursting with folks singing and dancing, all the words of the covers and, of course, going bananas for the tunes. They do put on a good show. I bid you good night with the Red Hot Chili Pipers and Leon Thorne and Lorne McDougall's Barbados Bells mashing up with a little Coldplay. But first, the lovely Aoife and Briar Rose.
Rose, Briar Rose, why you look so sad? I don't know. Did you pick your thumb? Did you skin your knee? Running down the stairs looking for me. Everything's on fire and everyone's asleep, and they're burning wheels at the king's feet. You had to go. Who you running from?
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Now, there are plenty of significant composer centenaries this year, but let's start today's programme by celebrating that of a building. 1913 is when the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris first opened its doors, and within weeks it hosted the premiere of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Well, clearly anxious to avoid any further riots, the French National Orchestra and Christian Zacharias began their concert there in March this year with some other Stravinsky. His Danse Concertante grew out of his Symphony in C. Unusually, Stravinsky didn't compose them with a staging in mind, but 2 years later, in 1944, they were turned into a ballet by Georges Balanchine.